Hi guys, my name is Tinuola and welcome to my podcast. On this episode, I'm going to be having a guest. If you are a loyalist, you know that I have been talking about, I've been making a series of sexual abuse. And like I said earlier on, I'm going to be having guests. So this episode, I have guests with me. Hi, nice to meet you. Can you just introduce yourself if you want to?
Can I just remain anonymous?
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to go straight into the subject. You know that I created this podcast to talk about abuse, and I'm doing this first series on sexual abuse, and you've decided to share your experience with me. So I'm going to ask some questions and you can just share a little bit about it. Okay. So can you just tell me like how old you were when it started? Just give me a brief summary. Give me a brief detail of what happened, how it happened with you.
I guess I was about 6 years old. And my mom would always drop me off at our dad's friend's place because we were very close and it wasn't even far from the family house where we stayed at that time. And I don't remember seeing other kids there. I think I was the only kid there, and she kept me there. And you know, there was a man there. It was their neighbor, if I can remember. Yeah, it was their neighbor. And it first started from all the stupid comments like my wife. Remember, you get what I'm saying? Where just say my wife, how are you? You're so beautiful, you're so and all that. And I was a child, I didn't even know what was happening. And he advanced to me being in his room and touching me inappropriately. I won't lie, I liked it. I don't know why. I've not even tried to read about it, also to know if that's weird for me to have liked it as a thing, but I remember liking it. And he graduated to him touching my private part, and I at some point he tried to do anal with me.
God.
At some point it was dead painful. I remember screaming out loud that day, and he asked me to shut up, that if I should try that again it was gonna hurt me and I should never let anybody know what's happening between us. And I believed. I didn't let anybody know.
So he threatened you?
Yeah, he did. He did threaten me. So that's just what happened.
Okay. And like, at that time you were just 6 years old?
Yeah, I was six.
Okay, so how long?
I was up to six.
Okay.
So I think I was five. I wasn't six because I had not started school then. So I guess four, or you know, it's been long, so I can't
exactly
really remember.
No problem. Okay, so for that experience with that person, how long did it last for?
For months.
Okay.
Not up to a year, for months.
So he did that repeatedly, not just once, repeatedly for months.
It's once, yeah. It became my habit. Once my mom drops me up there, I'll just go straight to his room, and it will give it time because people might come. And his room was like directly opposite the streets. I don't know how to put it. Like, people notice the activities in his room, so he will just give it time, and he will. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
When you come in like that, he doesn't start. He'll just give it time so that people don't notice things.
And it will make me very comfortable. It will make it look like I was just in his room to
play,
to probably watch movies or something.
Okay, so was he the only person? Go ahead.
No, it's I'm
okay. Okay, okay. So was he the only person that abused you, or were other people too?
No, he was the only person. Because someone else tried it, and I reported the person to my mom.
Okay. How old were you then?
Then I was about 10, 12.
Okay. You already knew that you knew what was right and what was wrong.
Yeah. think I was old enough to reject it then.
Okay. And when you told your mom about this, the person that wanted to, what was your mom reaction? What was your mom's reaction? How did she handle it?
Hey, my mom. Initially, my mom wanted to, like, immediately I told her it was at night, she wanted to go back there. It was at her dad's house this time around. The guy was always coming around to, I don't even know, I think to get stuff, yeah, to buy stuff for my grandpa was selling there. So she wanted to go back there that night to go and, you know, start our own record. Fighting my dad, Abby, someone just had to calm her down. That you're not even lucky that your child told you, just calm down and try to like set him up. She said never, she can never use her child as pawn. And the next morning she went there and she rained hell on that guy. I can't remember my mommy. And then he started respecting me, he started even putting an T in front of my name. You know what this Yoruba formality is now.
How old was he, the guy?
He would have been in his late 20s then. The first one or the second one?
No, I'm talking about the second guy. The guy that tried to...
That one, would have, I think, late 20s.
Okay, and the first person, and the first guy?
This guy was in his 30s. Pretty tall. It was very old. Yeah, very old.
Okay, so you told your mom about the second... the second attempt, but do you think today if you had told your mom about the first attempt, something would have happened? She would probably have reacted the same way.
Yeah, I know my mom, she'll react the same way.
Okay, so do you think today now, if you tell your mom about it, how would you think she would take it?
First, I think she would just start crying and apologizing to me. Because she tends to be emotional for things like that. She'll blame herself because she knows it was her fault. And I think that's why I don't even want to tell her, because I don't want her to start blaming herself. And because at that point, she didn't have a choice. That was the only place she could have kept me. I'm trying to be like to support her or to take her side. But my mom was a teen mom, and it was very challenging while growing up. So now I can understand that was the only option she had, and I don't want her to blame herself or to feel she's less of a mother. Do you get?
Yes, I get it. I'm sure, like, as she tried protecting you from the second guy, she probably would have done the same if she was aware of the first person.
Yeah, she would have done the same.
Okay. So today, like, how do you feel about your abuser? How, like, do you still see him? Do you come in contact with him?
No. Since then, I, you know, something tells me that my mom probably found out, or someone found out. No, not my mom, because I know my mom. If she had found out, I would have known. Someone found out, and maybe the person just tried to lie to my mom or tried to just get me away without drama. She gets, because my mom just stopped taking me there. And she stopped going there herself. And I'm very sure the person didn't tell her it was
exactly
sexual.
What happened.
Maybe they lied or something.
Or just to warn her that maybe you need to keep your daughter away from this person.
Yeah, so I don't see that man again. I can't even remember his face. I just know he was very ugly. He's still very ugly. And I can remember that stupid voice, because I would always hear that voice over and over again when I was a kid. When I was feeling pain and I tried to, like, I think I need to tell someone about this, I'll hear that voice over and over again. And so I can recognize his voice, but not his face. Surprisingly, I don't hate him more. I don't know how that makes me. How that makes me look like. I don't know.
No. Doesn't make you any less. It's just like, it's just the effect. Like, because you said that you got to a point that you felt like you liked it.
Yeah. It made me accustomed to it. It made me get used to it. And I think that made me the woman I am today. Because can I talk about a personal experience?
Please.
When I first started having sex, it was very painful. Like, very, very painful. But I got used to it. And I started craving the pain. I knew my boyfriend then didn't love me. It was just sex. And he kept having sex with me, Jiget. And it was very painful. And I didn't want to stop because I loved him. I don't know. It was one twisted stuff, like very twisted and crazy. Like, thinking about it now, I was like, how could I have been so stupid to crave that, to want that? you need to see, you need to know, it was very, very painful, like very, very painful. But I was still going back for more. I was even looking forward to his calls, do you get, just to make him happy. So I feel like that it had to do with what happened as a child.
Yes, I think that's like the consequences of what you had with that person.
Yeah. So I started craving that too. And I'm not that person anymore. No, I'm not that person anymore. But as at then, I was that person. I don't know what happened to make me change. I just know that I'm not that person anymore. I don't take shit like that anymore. And I don't know. That's why I said I don't think it has any effect on my person.
Okay, it doesn't have any effect on your, like, on your personality, but I'm talking about like sex wise you mentioned that your first sex with that, with your first boyfriend, it was like very painful, but you still wanted it. So today, not wanting to dive, like, go straight into your sex life, but I just want to know, do you still feel that you enjoy painful sex?
Yeah, and I feel like I even enjoy it too much, but I can't like tell myself it's just like a compensation for not enjoying it when I first started.
You mean painful sex?
No, I mean, I don't, it's not painful sex anymore. Like, I don't enjoy painful sex anymore. Like, I enjoy sex. Then I
generally that you enjoy sex. Okay, yeah. Now you've learned to enjoy sex, but when you started, you just gave it like, okay, I just want to like and do this thing to please this person, or you just did it like, well, I don't care anyways, it's just sex. Huh?
Because that was the only time he would talk to me whenever we want to have sex or while we are having sex. That was the only time he would talk to me. So I just had to do it to make him keep talking to me and keep seeing him. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
So you had some sort of consequences on your first sexual relationship?
Yes, it did. And I can remember because me and the guy were not friends. He said I was very rigid. And I tell you that. I would be very rigid while we're having, I wouldn't even make a sound. And sometimes I would close my eyes and I'm like, what happened? Because this incident, I won't lie to you, I buried it in my mind. The sexual abuse.
We all tend to do it. We just don't talk about it. It's just, we expect it to disappear.
I buried it in my mind. I didn't even think it had any effect on me because I felt like I was a wild child, like for enjoying it. Like everybody talks about their abuse and they don't even enjoy it. And they hate the... Do I have to be different? Why don't I have to hate him? Why don't I hate him? And why did I enjoy it? So I felt I wasn't normal.
No, you were totally normal. I myself, I made on my first podcast, Mr. Nice Abuser, I said that I liked the person. So I liked the attention that he was giving me. So you're not alone. You just feel like I like this person. This person is nice, he's being nice to me, and I like him. So I like what he's doing to me. So you're not alone. So many people, I'm sure so many people also feel the same way too. Yeah, pretty much sure. So many people feel the same way too. They like the abuser. They've gotten used to the abuser and they like what he or she is doing to them.
Wow.
So you're not worried. You're not worried. So one more question. How do you see yourself today? Like, I know that you said that you buried that incident in you. Today, you think you've been able to move on from that incident? It does not have the consequences on your relationship today. You've been able to move on. Do you think that?
So, I don't know. I feel like I'm one kind of a creature. Me, myself, I don't understand myself at some point because I'm at this point in my life where I'm trying to think if I'm a whore or not. Because I don't see sex as a big deal. Honestly, I just see it as I'm horny, you're
let's
horny,
just
let's
fuck.
Just have sex. I don't
censor that.
Get, I don't put it with, like, I've had sex with you. Bro, I had sex with you too. If I did not have sex with you, you didn't have sex with me. So don't even say that. We both had sex with each other. And, you know, thinking about my body count, it just be like, what's happening like this?
First say and foremost, okay, body count is not important. Nobody cares about your body count. Nobody should care about anybody's body count. Okay? So that should not even be the bone of contention anyways. But go on. I just wanted to correct that really quickly. Go on. I'm listening.
So, maybe that is why, because I know some victims of abuse, they tend to like, it was because of that, they started enjoying sex, but me, I didn't even enjoy sex at first though, I just started enjoying sex. So why does it? Because some of my friends in school, they feel like, I know some of them judge me, but they don't want to tell me because they know that I'm not going to, I will just change for them. They don't want to judge me, and they judge me rather. They judge me like, why will she just be sleeping around? They see it as sleeping around. And I just don't even care. I'm sexually attracted to this person. And sometimes I try to see if the person is even worth sleeping with. And if it's worth sleeping with, I sleep with the person. Is it wrong? A guy can do that and then he gets praised for it.
Women,
why
yes.
Does, why do
we get slut shamed when we do that.
Exactly. Why do you have to get crucified for giving into what my body wants at that time? I mean, it's just sex. It is nothing. It doesn't have to have that, except I'm in love with the person. That's when sex means something to me. But if I'm not in love with that person, I'm just sexually attracted to that person. I sleep with the person. Wow. And really know how to I really know how to differentiate it. I know how to not catch feelings. I could have a friend's benefit and was by, and even if I want to catch feelings at some point, I remind myself that, babe, this is not why you started. You just want to have sex with this person. Don't catch feelings, and I don't. So I don't know why. I feel like this is the first time I'm talking about this. I don't know why I'm like that. Maybe it's because of that, but I don't even regret the person I am. I am happy. Yes. I'm this woman. I take pride in my sexuality. I'm sexual, and as long as I'm not in a relationship, I'm not hurting anybody, because exactly. we are adults and it was consensual. It's not like nobody was consent. I didn't rape anybody. We both had sex with each other.
Please,
and it's high time.
Stop slut-shaming
girls.
It is. Okay.
We are humans and sexually.
Yes, I'm here, but your connection is kind of shaky.
You there?
You, what was your last statement? We are humans like them, right?
That's a. We have sexual needs too.
I think I have two more questions. The one will be, what's your thought on pedophilia today? Okay. Pedophilia, sorry. What's your thought on pedophilia today?
Honestly, I feel like it's the gravest offense. But people are hypocrites. People don't see it as, most people don't see it as a huge deal the way I see it. God forbid my child is sexually abused. I will not rest till the perpetrator is dead, honestly. Because I see it as a very, I don't even know how to put it, maybe demonic thing to do. How on earth would you be sexually attracted to a kid? I mean, there's nothing to be sexually attracted to, but why would blood rush down to that stupid thing between your legs? Or why will thing between your legs?
It's just
get wet
lack
for
of
a
self-control.
Kid? Honestly, it's so stupid. Why?
It's lack of self-control, because at that moment, they want to have sex. They are honey. And the next thing they think, okay, this child is here. Let me just try with this child. It's because they don't have self-control. It's not even about breast or no.
Oh,
the child is still a child.
Breast.
Like, definition of a child. The child does not know the right or the wrong. And it's not definitely not giving its consent. If you don't know your right or your wrong, you cannot give your consent.
That kind of...
So are we are both like
that kind of a person doesn't
we're both on one page when we say castration should be an option.
I don't even think castration should be an option. Death is too simple, because death it would just die. I feel like castration is not even enough. Maybe after castrating the person, make the person disabled or just do something very horrible. Let people know, because castration, people won't know. Let people know that this person is a pedophile. Castration,
some sort of physical scar that
could
not add. This person,
nobody
was
will
a,
even
he's
know.
A pedophile.
He doesn't have. That people will know, and people will be able to trace it to pedophilia. That no, this man is a pedophile, and he deserves everything he got.
Okay,
do you get what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay, one last that is my thing. Thought. But what's your advice for people? What's your advice for victims today? What's your advice for parents?
The parents. Honestly, I'm not a parent and I've never had a child, but I feel like parenting is not easy. And parents just need to, they need to pay more attention to their kids. Honestly, build a very strong relationship with your kids in the sense that when something happens, no matter how the person says, do not tell your mother or your father. Let it be in their mind that I'm the first, they are the first person I will tell. Instead of them to be scared that, if I tell my mom will beat me or my mom will. No, let the child be that comfortable to know that my mom will support me and my mom will love to hear this. I don't know if you get, build a very strong relationship with your child and try to make her time for your child. Talk to your child. Try to notice, because there is no way
in a way,
child will hide it.
Yes, there will be some signs.
There will still be some. Maybe the mood or the character or the way the child talks or the way the child walks. So I feel if you pay more attention to your child, you know if something, it doesn't necessarily have to be abuse. Maybe your child is getting bullied. And bullying is also a big deal. So you just need to pay attention to your child. Build a very strong relationship with your child. And
I get it.
And just be a good parent. I'm not a parent yet, but
hello?
I just,
can you hear me? Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. You just to add on to what she said.
Yeah, I can hear
like,
you. Can hear
enlightening that parents should always enlighten their kids. Because when someone tells you that, don't tell your mom and dad again, you should know that okay, that that thing that person is doing is bad. So definitely tell mom and dad. And and what's your advice for victims?
Man, I would just like to tell anybody out there not to let that shit define them, because it wasn't their fault. If this thing was to be turned, like if the situation were to be turned around, I'm very sure it wouldn't have happened if the person were to control. So do not I don't know, look down upon yourself because you've been sexually abused. Just try to see it as some sort of problem that happened, you know. Life, there's no way life won't happen to you at some point. Just see that life happened and try to move on, try to make the most out of it. And please, anybody's listening to this, if you have an abuser that is threatening you or that is doing, please call them out. They can't do anything. They are cowards, that's why they are threatening you. So you need to call them out and let people know the kind of person they are. No matter what the idiot, the fool is telling you, please call them out. I think that's my advice, and not to just let it define you, honestly. And don't be ashamed to talk about it. I know the country, or let me even say the whole world at large, tend to like see victims as. Don't be afraid to talk about me. I was afraid to talk about mine because I was scared of how my own mom would feel. I was taking my mom's feelings into this thing. That's why I was scared to talk about mine. And I swear, I'm still not going to tell her. I am still not going to tell my mom because I don't want her to feel bad. But aside that, even if you can't talk to your mom, I didn't have anybody while growing up. It was only my mom and my dad. So I could, if I had someone else, maybe I would have told the person. Maybe. So if you have someone you're comfortable talking to, someone that you know that is in a better position to help, please talk to the person. So the person can call the victim out. And
thank you so much. Thank you. Wait, one last thing. I know I said it was the last question, but one last thing. I'm talking about it now. Talking about it now. How do you feel?
I don't mind. I'm not supposed to. That's what I say when I'm about to confess. I feel so good. I feel in control of the situation. I used to think it was bigger than me. I used to think maybe that's the way I am. Maybe that's just what God wants for me. Maybe that's how just God wrote my journey. But talking about it now, I feel more in charge because I know that I'm helping someone out there directly or indirectly to talk about theirs too and to take necessary actions on theirs too. So I feel liberated. Let's use the word. I feel liberated. And, you know, it's been a very long time now. And I've had friends of more than 10, 15 years that don't even know about
Hello?
This. That's how. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. We couldn't hear you anymore. But your, what was your last statement? That's how you feel. Hello. Hello. Well, guys, I think that's it for today. I'm sure you've heard what you had to say. On that note, I would wrap up the.